The number of people with Alzheimer's in the United States is staggering. 4.5 million people. 1 in 10 of those over 65, and nearly half of those over 85, are afflicted with the disease. Taking care of them costs $100 billion a year, and the number of patients is expected to reach 11 to 16 million by 2050. Millions of families suffer the anguish of seeing a loved one's mind and personality disintegrate. They must deal with the anger, the wandering, the sleeping all day and staying up all night, the person who asks the same question 15 times in 15 minutes, wants to wear the same blouse every day, and no longer recognizes her own children or knows what a toilet is for. For people who are coping with demented parents, the easiest way is to go with the flow. People with Alzheimer's aren't being stubborn or nasty on purpose. They can't help it. Arguing and correcting will not only not help, but they will ratchet up the hostility level and make things worse. If a patient asks for her mother, for instance, instead of pointing out that her mother has been dead for 40 years, it is better to say something like, "I wish your mother were here too." If grandma wants to help out by washing the dishes, but makes a mess of it, leave her to it and just rewash them later when she's not looking. Families must also struggle with the wrenching decision about whether they can keep the patient at home as helplessness increases, incontinence sets in, and things are only going to get worse. There is no cure for Alzheimer's and no way to prevent it. Most researchers say no breakthrough is around the corner, and it could easily be a decade or more before anything comes along that makes a real difference for patients.